was the same. He wasn't coming back. He had gone to heaven. At first, I didn't understand what they meant, but by the end of the evening I had figured it out. Gone to heaven really meant gone forever. Baba was never coming back. Not tonight, not any night. How can this be? I wondered. The Bible says when someone goes to heaven you are supposed to be happy, so why isn't everyone happy? Then there was Mama. She had always walked around with a smile on her face. But not that night. She just wandered from room to room as if she were lost. And that ugly black dress, I hated it. Every time she saw me, she started crying again. She kept patting me on the head and saying, "It's okay, Nathan, it's okay. Believe me, everything is going to be okay." I wanted to shout, "No, Mama, it's not okay. How can you keep saying that?" The sun soon turned my room into an oven, so I forced myself to get up. I pulled on my galabeya, then wadded up my sleeping pallet and dumped it in a corner. I didn't feel like folding it properly, and what difference did it make? No one had paid much attention to me or anything I did since Friday. When I went to get some breakfast, the house was full of strangers. There were relatives we hadn't seen in years, friends and neighbors from Mishta and Shotpa, people from the Bible school in Asyut, and lots of people I'd never seen before. They kept coming in a never-ending stream, and most of them were wearing those ugly black clothes, just like Mama. And whenever someone new arrived, they would all start crying again. I only heard fragments of their conversation that day, and the words I did catch were really strange. They said things like, "Don't worry, Mother, God will take care of you. Our God will see you through these dark days, and all of this will work out somehow, Sister." But the words that upset me the most were, "We are praying that God will make things right." I wanted to scream back at them, "Make things right. How can things ever be right when those evil men have killed my Baba?" But a 6-year-old boy doesn't do that. He just jams those angry thoughts deep down in a back corner of his heart. Strange people, strange clothes, strange conversations. That pretty much describes the entire day. It was almost more than I could handle. My whole world was shattered, and I didn't know how to fix it. Never again would Baba swing me in circles or come and pray with me at bedtime. There would be no more walks together, no more listening to him preach. From that day on, I slowly began to understand that we had to get used to life without Baba. But just because I understood it didn't mean I had to like it. Then, one morning, my threatening words from Black Friday came back to me. "Someday I will find you, and I will kill you." That was the day I started seeing life in a much different way. A fountain of bitterness began to bubble in my heart, and sometimes my hatred was so strong it would pour out in hot, salty tears. Other times, when no one was around, I would shout vile threats at the terrorists. If anyone had heard me, they would not have been surprised.